Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Get up, get up, it's the Get Up Show.
You wear the
suit? Don't worry about it. Hey, what's going on? It's the Get Up Show here on the Simon Says Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Sean. Charlie's here.
Yes, I am.
And not Maddie.
Maddie's over there.
First one of 2025.
Yeah, Happy New Year's. It's too late to say Happy New Year, according to etiquette. You're supposed to stop day before yesterday, so don't do it anymore.
But if
you see somebody new? What if you hadn't seen this person yet, and you hadn't said it to him yet?
Well, it depends. Do you say it in June?
Well, if I hadn't seen you yet.
No, you
still
don't.
Fresh.
Yeah, I hadn't seen you since last year. This is podcast number 253. Be sure you click a like and subscribe and tell your friends about it. Just for point of reference, 253 episodes, same as the Jeffersons. Same as Have Gun Will Travel.
No Excuse idea what me? That is.
With Paladin. You don't know that one?
No. Not all of us watch MeTV.
Have Gun Will Travel, says the card of a man. You don't know that?
Old Western, I'm assuming.
Yeah, Paladin. You don't
Obviously.
Know Paladin?
No.
What the hell? What have y'all done with your lives?
I hear Paladin,
so many
I think
things.
Of Star Wars.
A soldier of fortune,
was that the
paladin,
actual
paladin? Paladin, paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, paladin, far, far from home.
Are we going to get fined for this?
No, I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it out of my end.
I don't think anybody's going to notice.
I don't think the Paladin folks are listening.
I'll pay for it out of my end. Everything we get paid for this podcast today, I'll pay for that out of my part.
Oh, wow.
Also, 253 episodes of Arthur. Remember Arthur? The whiny. Was he a mouse? What was he?
He was a mouse.
The kids show.
Yeah.
He was a mouse for sure? You don't know.
I think so.
Yeah, I wouldn't let my kid watch that because he was just so whiny.
He's a capybara.
We didn't know what capybaras were back then.
I know. That's why they used them.
They didn't have them back then. They just developed them.
They're new.
Yeah. They did some splicing.
Mm-hmm.
They took a possum and a raccoon.
And a hippo.
And they ended up with a crappybara.
And a guy named Keith.
And they ended up with a crappybara.
Yes.
Y'all don't know.
You need glasses.
So... What is your, how's your New Year's thing? Charlie said that she's just kind of taking it easy on the resolutions.
Yeah, I didn't make any. I'm just doing what I usually do. I try to reset at the beginning of the year after all the holiday eating and drinking and imbibing and sleeping and all the things. I was trying to get it back together.
You said you always do that. How'd it go last year? How did you feel about it as the year went on last year?
When? Last year?
So,
I don't know. It lasts a little bit, and then it goes off the rails. It's what I do.
So I don't put anything hard on paper.
Kind of my life.
You don't put it on paper. Nah, that's how people fail, man. You say, I'm going to do this for a year. You know, I resolve to do this for a year.
And absolutely don't laminate it. Because
Right. Yeah, because somebody laminated a rose and messed up the laminator machine back there.
Oh, no.
It was too bumpy, so you can't even laminate.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Your resolution.
Is that a real thing? Did that really happen?
Yeah. And then she brought it to me. And I was like, oh, that's sweet, but it's kind of gross.
Oh, no. Someone in this building did that?
Don't worry about it.
No, now
it.
Hold on. This is a story we know nothing about, and now you need to start over.
It's nothing.
Was someone making arts and crafts, or was it just for you?
Or were they trying to, like, you know, be sweet?
I think maybe she was a little sweet, but she's not here anymore.
I know it was a she. Yeah. Okay, she's not here anymore, so we can talk about her. Who was it?
Nah.
Come on, man.
Nah. All
right. No statute of limitation on that one, huh?
No, I don't think so. It wasn't. Let's see. It was. Hold on.
Ah, wait, which one? The evil one or
not? Not the original one, the second one. Yeah. Okay, so would you say, Charlie, Maddie, are you highly sensitive?
Yeah.
In what sense?
Are you highly sensitive sense?
I don't know. What are you talking about? No, I mean,
do you mean I get my feelings hurt easy, or do you mean I just am aware of things?
Well, are you over-aroused by external stimuli?
That sounds sexual.
It's not.
Yeah, not as bad, I think. I'm fairly, I can tune a lot out.
I'd say you're the least sensitive.
What about if I'm sitting there trying to watch a show on TV and my man's on the couch next to me watching TikToks and I'm literally like crawling out of my skin because I can't do both things at the same time?
Yeah, I don't think you're overly sensitive in that. I don't think you're overly
at all. That doesn't count? That's not overly?
No, that's not overly.
Overly is when you bludgeon him.
I haven't done that yet.
When the crawling feeling stops and the bludgeoning starts. That's the...
All the people like us in this business are overly sensitive in one way or another. I think you're the least, Maddie's the least of anybody because he's not scared of roaches and he doesn't care what anybody thinks, you know.
For the most part.
And he doesn't
part,
pay
yeah.
attention to a lot of things.
True that.
No.
All right, so this is the test here. Are you a highly sensitive person? Do you have a need for regular alone time?
Yes.
No.
I do. I have a lot of alone time.
Yeah, but it's not that you need it.
But you don't live with anybody.
I love my alone time, though. I mean, that's always been that way.
Yeah, I need it.
Yeah. You experience intense reactions to criticism.
I don't like it.
If it's with improvement in mind, then I'm open to it. If it's just nitpicky, then
I have an intense reaction to criticism, and I carry it with me forever. Yeah. That's why I still make the prank calls and stuff. Somebody crosses me, man. I will never let it go.
Grudge for life.
You're easily overwhelmed by stimuli.
Yeah, I can be.
Sometimes. I mean, it all, I'm not yes or no. It just depends.
Yeah, it depends on what, but if there's too much going on at once, I'm just like, I shut down.
Yeah, I do too. Sometimes too. Like, it's like, all right, stop. Need to reset.
Yeah, sometimes like even walking into the store. Like, I've walked right back out of a store
because
there's too much going on. Yeah, if there's too many carts going by and clanging and banging and the lights are bright, I'll turn around, walk right back out of there. I've done it a lot. You have a rich inner life and imagination. Yes.
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 We all have that. Strong intuition and gut feelings.
Yeah.
I definitely do.
Sometimes.
You don't have gut feeling?
I mean, it depends.
You have empathy and compassion. Deep empathy and compassion.
Yeah. Definitely.
You sometimes do
too
not.
Much. I know, I actually do.
Do you?
Yeah, that's half the reason why I cry at my TV shows. I get too into the characters.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that also why you chase people down with jumper cables just in case they need it?
Yeah, because they need my help.
Yes.
I don't want them to be sad.
Exactly.
I'm like you, though. I worry about stuff too much. I have too much empathy and compassion.
And I worry about people. If people tell me something's going on, then I think about it for days and weeks.
Let's see. What year would it have been? 1991. 1991. I was at the farmer's market in Raleigh walking around, and there was this old lady sitting in a booth. And she had just a few jars of whatever, and she was all by herself sitting over there, and she looked so lonely and sad, but I kept going. And ever since then, I'm like, why didn't I buy a jar of jelly? To this day.
Yeah.
Why didn't I buy a jar of jelly?
Okay, that's a lot.
Well,
you got to let that one go.
But I would think about things like that if I did something or said something, and I'll hang on to it forever.
I think she probably has already let it go.
Let a lot go.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Experience heightened emotional responses.
What does that mean?
That means, tell me something.
It's cold outside.
Oh, my God. It's cold outside. You give me one.
Man, I left my phone at home.
Oh my God. You can't. Well, you can use mine. You left your phone at home. God, why?
I know, it's
my
awful.
My God.
I know.
See, that's how it is.
Oh.
You have a sensitivity to noise, light, texture.
Yes.
No.
God knows.
No, yeah, that is definitely one of us.
Well, who? What do you mean? Yeah, all that stuff
that
freaks me out.
That is absolutely you.
God forbid it's all at the same time.
But noise stuff is getting to me lately a lot. Especially those, like, I've decided I can't stand the ASMR videos.
Really?
I saw you post that.
No,
how did
I can't.
You come across that? Was you just like YouTube or Facebook?
I thought something was a cooking video, and instead it was like the person wasn't talking. It was like everything they did was slop, chop, bloop, 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 clack, 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 clack.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Really?
I hate it.
That doesn't bother me. There's certain sounds that put me right off, and I want to get in the fetal position under something. Mm-mm. But that, I don't mind those. But yeah, light, texture, any of that, man. And if it's one way, don't change it.
No. I mean, there's certain ones. Like, I still, to this day, my mom has this pewter, like, plate serving dish, and it's got that texture. It's like that weird, like, almost like a styrofoam reaction where it's like,
oh,
squeaky.
God, ew.
Yeah. See?
I hate that.
Ew.
That and sandpaper, or like when somebody will fold over a piece of paper, they take their finger
like this.
Don't do it. Please don't do it.
I've got a new one. It's that microfiber cloth, and I'll get my nails like kind of catching in it.
That was mean.
Yeah, I was making an example for the people who don't know what you're talking about.
But that was mean. Everybody knew.
Stop.
You're overwhelmed by violent or negative media. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I can't stand it. I can barely watch the news. I can barely listen to the TikToks over and over and over again about all the bad things going on.
All the horrible stuff.
Okay. I was thinking more like I watch my violent movies and I'm like, this is cool. I watch Deadpool.
A movie is not... Even for movies, though, I need a happy break.
Yeah, I will go from something like that or from the news to cartoons hard.
Yeah, I won't watch a straight bummer, though. Like, I'll watch a violent movie, but I won't watch a sad movie.
I will not watch a sad movie.
I won't go out of my way to watch something where everyone's like, it's the saddest movie. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know how to see that.
Oh, wait, have you seen The Notebook?
No.
You haven't?
No, I don't have to do anything.
Oh, no, you need to be notebooked.
I love James Garner, but I ain't watching that.
I haven't seen Old Yeller.
Oh, I saw that. That's still haunts
me. I can't do one with a dog. I can do people before I can do a dog.
Yeah.
And the final one, are you a highly sensitive person? Discomfort in crowded or busy environments? God, yeah.
I'm usually okay if I have a mission of where I'm going, but if I'm just like stuck there in the middle of it and I don't really know what's going on, then I'll lose it.
You know, the worst used to be when I was in the city, and like I was just telling my kid about this, where we would go to hockey games and it would be downtown DC, and then the game would let out and everyone goes into the metro system.
Yes.
And it's like, I want to die. Uh-huh. Like, I was always worried. Like, I would always stand as like maybe more in the middle, because you never wanted to be on the edge, because I always had this vision of being pushed in the tracks.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that. And
or I was too drunk and I would fall. But,
yeah. Push, also, falls.
Yeah, hey.
Also in D.C. was doing those club gigs, 3-4 nights a week, going to a nightclub where you had to like turn your shoulder to get through the crowd.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
That was
God
fun.
Forbid it was back when it was like you could still smoke inside, and then people were like burning you with their cigarette. Or they got that cigarette up in the air and it's like flying by your face.
And there's just a cloud of it. The world is so much better in some ways now. You know, not smoking in restaurants, there's no option. Like, a friend of mine came to town one time to visit, and this is how long ago it was. He came here and we went over to the Ruby Tuesday over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He smoked the whole time he ate. He had a cigarette going in the ashtray in between bites.
I couldn't do that.
No. Yeah, you didn't realize it at the time, but now you're like, wow, it's so clean in here.
So why are people freaking out about Chick-fil-A? I do love their waffle fries, by the way. That's one of my favorite things that
they
do.
It's mine, too. I feel like this is one of those things, like, you know, you don't like change.
Yeah.
I think it's people who are digging in because it's change in general.
So
what are they doing?
I will say that, like, a long time ago, I didn't like the waffle fries, and maybe because they weren't meaty enough, they just seemed dry to me. But all of a sudden, something changed, and I love them now.
Oh, they're good.
So
do you like the butts? Or do you
the
like
turtles? The turtle shells?
Yeah.
I do too.
I don't
like
the butts.
There's... Well, I don't want, I only want like one in there.
Yeah, because they're too tatery. If I have three butts in there, I feel like I'm ripped off because I want to be able to see through that.
Yeah, that's, and the big ones.
More
like the
crunchy.
Great big one.
There's the holes is where the crunchy lives.
And I eat the butt. I eat the middles. I eat all the nubbins.
All right, Samuel
now I want
Jackson.
Some Chick-fil-A. Huh? Now I want some Chick-fil-A fries.
What movie was that?
Go on.
True Romance.
Okay, go ahead.
No.
So what they're doing... So they're dusting them in was it like pea flour, like ground pea flour to make it's, you know, when you get those French fries that have like almost like a coating on them.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that.
Well, that's what they're
doing.
They've
done that. Why?
To give them a little more crunch.
We don't need that.
That's gross.
We don't need that.
They've ruined my life.
I'm still mad at Wendy's for changing to those dang. Fresh cut sea salt, whatever. They ruined their fries.
They're good for about a half a minute, and then they turn into, it's like ashes in your mouth.
They ruined their fries.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's like when it's the potato, the actual like middle of the potato to crusty out here, like the balance is off, it's not good.
I have no idea what you just said.
I don't either.
When they're too thick, like the too
but
thick
But it should
cut,
be soft in the middle and crunchy on
the
ends.
Well, McDonald's has it dialed in. Like, it's, I feel like it's a good crunch to middle ratio.
McDonald's needs to go back to the beef tallow.
Yeah, hell yeah. They're not as good as they used to be, and they get a taste. You know, back when they were soaking them in straight cow fat.
Man, a bunch of curmudgeonly fry eaters in here.
Look, we know what we like. Yeah. Hey, the old way was better.
I'm picky about
I'm
my fries.
Shaking my fist at the sky.
I actually am. There's certain ones where you're just like even you can even like when a place messes up a crinkle cut, like they don't cook them long enough and they're just soggy.
Oh yeah.
I love a crinkle cut.
You're not trying. Your oil's not hot enough.
Yeah.
Get that damn oil hot and cook it twice.
Yeah.
You cook it in the lower temperature oil to cook the potato.
Right.
All right. You do
There's this bar that I love, and they have what they call sidewinders, and they're more like a. It's like a chunk of potato that they took a corkscrew and made them.
Oh, yeah.
But they're almost like a potato wedge that's twisted, and I'm not into them. And it's like, oh, I just want some regular fries,
Is that like when
man.
They do that to a, like at the fair, when they take a potato and they run it through the...
Those are like different. Those are chips.
That's a ribbon, man. Chips. Those are ribbon fries, Jack.
The boy.
Do you remember that time?
The boy boy.
We did an event called the Jammin' Pig Music Festival.
Yes.
And that's back when we had a lot of interns. And at that thing... Was that Easter Bunny? I think that's when we were killing interns in the hot Easter Bunny suit.
Yeah,
but probably.
Because it was in like April.
I bought a big order of those ribbon fries, which you know it's like 3 feet tall, but it weighs nothing.
Yeah.
And I brought it over to the table for everybody to share. The wind kicked up and blew them straight off the table. And one of our interns did a dive like he was Secret Service saving the president. Jumped to try and catch those fries. And he got...
Was that Michael?
No, it was the guy... The funny guy. What was his name?
Oh, brah.
Joe.
The funny guy.
Was it Joe, Zach, Peanut,
honey, I'm
Terry?
I don't remember almost any of them.
He's the
There's
one.
So many.
He's Kenny. The one that did the comedy routines. Like, he's in Soviet Russia. You don't remember that guy?
Vaguely.
He was cute. I don't remember.
Tommy.
He left here to go do another media job somewhere.
Did he?
And somebody knew his mom. Anyway, I was proud of him. I was proud of him.
He did try.
For jumping to try and get those dang ribbon fries.
No. It cost you like $30.
I just remember the one that fell asleep at my desk.
That was Greg.
Yeah, that was Greg.
Greg was my favorite, though.
He was a nice dude. He just would get too comfortable.
And Ned was the one who would talk back. He would like cut up best ofs for the website, and he'd go like, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I remember him. He was great.
Remember the girl? I can't remember her name, but she was the one who won the TV at the remote.
Oh, gosh.
And then she kept asking me if I was okay.
Oh, yeah, I remember
her. I think
her
name was Christina. Like,
I don't know, but we would be going back and forth. She's like, oh, no, are you guys mad at each other? Okay? Do you want to talk about it? And I'm like, no, what? Stop.
And he's watching his TV scowling at the screen. Yeah. And she goes, are you okay? My friend has something that can help you. And wasn't it she was going to bring in liquor or something for you to drink?
I don't know.
Gummies.
No, it ended up, I thought that too. But it ended up it was alcohol.
Oh.
My friend can help you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
We
hadn't done it in a long time. We got some calls. If you ever want to get in on it, 336-373-0987 is the number, or you click the talky pushy buttony on the app.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah, see how many we got now? Because we had Creed in there.
It's going to take me a minute.
Come on, man.
Yeah, so when you listen on the Odyssey app.
What are you, new?
Dude.
Don't be sensitive.
I'm not.
When you're listening live on the Odyssey app and you have the little Simon picture underneath it, there's a thing that says leave a voice message. Yeah. And it's really cool and really easy. And you should all do it.
Clicky, pushy, buttony, talky. I think that's what the real
the
name of it
name.
Is.
Write it down. We got to remember to start promoting the clicky, pushy button thingy.
Oh, what else did I have? Alexa. Because people are listening on Alexa a lot. So we got to do both of those. Anyhow, back to the phone calls. We love hearing from you. So do it anytime. Let's see what we got.
Hey, Simon. 336-5-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-
And that's what we got?
That's a good start.
That's pretty nice.
No idea what he was up to. But we appreciate the call, sir. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And we couldn't agree more.
Hey, Simon. It is a snowy, rainy day. It is 9 a.m. on a Monday, and you played Rock Lobster by the B-52s. You made my day.
Oh, I love that. See, that right there. That right there makes it all worth it. Putting up with you guys the way I do, when I get a call like that, I'm like, I am not going to jump off a bridge. I'm going to keep doing this until maybe next week.
Keep calling, lady. Cool. You just saved a life.
Hey, Simon, can you help me tell my boyfriend that I go to bed with you every night?
That's a big no.
Wait. She wants us to tell her boyfriend that she goes to bed with him every night?
Goes to bed with us every night.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, is he not aware? Are you sneaking in?
Who is this in my bed?
Does he know you're dating?
You know, that's interesting, man. There was this guy. I don't remember if they had a real relationship or not. Yeah, it's his ex down in Louisiana. This guy called his ex-girlfriend over 160 times in one day.
Ooh.
He got arrested. Because they had, a protective order. He's not supposed to contact
them.
So, you know, when you're not supposed to contact somebody, that's when you definitely call them 160 times.
Right. Yeah. I wish I had a protective order at one point in time when someone called me 50 times in one day.
I'm sorry. If you would just answer.
Yeah, seriously, a crazy ex-boyfriend. It was like, oh my God.
Yeah, 50 is excessive. 160, I don't know how he had time. What's the correct number? Like, if somebody's really into you, you guys are having a good time, can't get a hold of you, you know, want to make sure you're okay, wanted to make sure you didn't miss that call, or maybe you were trying to answer it, but you got to the phone just a second too late, or maybe while I was calling, you were trying to call me, and it was busy. So.
Right, and, oh, then, God. And then maybe you tripped over your dog, and you're laying on the ground, and you need help.
All of this.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is just Swingers. It's that one scene in Swingers where he leaves the voicemails, like voicemail after voicemail after voice message, and it was just like, oh God, please stop.
How many did he do?
I can't remember, but it's like when she finally picks up, she's like, don't ever call me again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, how many is an okay number? Like more than two, but not blank.
But less than five.
For real?
In a day?
Yeah.
Yeah, if somebody hasn't answered.
Well, then you got to keep calling in case they weren't near their phone, but now they are.
Yeah, it's obvious that, yeah, they must be in trouble.
Yeah, something's going on.
They need me to call them.
Surely they would answer.
Well, not necessarily.
They weren't in trouble.
Look, maybe you're painting a fence and the phone is over on the porch sitting there and you're singing out loud while you're painting.
Yes.
And you don't hear the phone ring. Yeah. And then you walk over to have a drink of your Nest tea. And as you're taking a sip of the Nest tea, the phone rings again, and it's me saying, hey, did you see where I called? Nah, I've been painting a fence. See, that's why I had to call the fifth time.
And then when you call, I've got paint in my eyes, so I can't see who it is, and so I don't answer it. And then
you're getting another call. Yeah, I think 160 is too much.
I had to think about that for a minute. I agree, that's too many.
I've definitely been a little heavy on the calls, you know, after some adult beverages. Yeah.
Now, are we talking about someone who you're dating, like seriously, and you normally are happy together? Or are we talking about somebody who it's either on the fence, like you just started, or you've broken up?
Never a breaking up.
So... And you just started dating somebody and you had to call them over and over and over again.
Well, just to make sure everything's cool, man.
does this number apply to texts too? Like, do you think if you text someone 160 times?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, text God. Is worse.
I think that's worse.
Why?
Because I had read in the etiquette world that if you send a text and don't get a response, don't send any more than, I think it was three or four after not getting a response. And then somebody told me, no, it's two.
Yeah.
Don't send, if you don't get a response on the second one, put it down.
Yeah.
What if I'm trying, okay, what about this? What if I'm trying to get a thought across and I send the text, but then I'm like, oh, and I thought of something else. And I send another text and I'm like, and one more thing, and I send a third
text. Oh, that's one text.
No.
Should it be in just one long?
I have a friend who texts like that. Like
that
she
so
basically
much.
Texts in sentences. I do. And so it's like, blah, 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 blah.
And then your phone keeps going off. It drives me crazy. That's like a group text, man. And everybody's answering.
I know. It's so fun to hear. It's so fun to hear you get calls and texts.
Why?
Because you'll hear it. You'll hear the ding, God.
It scares me to death when it rings too.
Yeah,
but we had one of those going on in the neighborhood. They had a neighborhood guys group texted Merry Christmas to each other, and definitely one of the guys left the chat on Christmas Day.
Oh,
okay.
I've metered a few of those.
What's next?
Hey, Simon. Merry Christmas.
Oh, it feels good, man.
Thanks, Anna.
Oh, that feels good. I love, love, love Christmas. I can't believe it went by so fast.
I know.
And we're supposed to do Christmas 2 this weekend, but we might get snowed out for the second time in the history of Christmas 2s. We might have to push it to February.
Yeah, that's not a normal thing around here. Usually, you know, we don't get a whole lot of snow or ice. It doesn't get cold enough.
And it's funny, you had a good point the other day in that it only does seem to do it on the weekends.
Yeah, in the past few years, it starts on a Friday. And so it starts while we're here at work and we're all like, oh, look, it's snowing. And then the way home might be a little treacherous, but then we don't have to leave again and it's melted by Monday.
Yeah. The weird thing is the old wives' tale. About if it thunders in the wintertime, it's going to snow within 9 days.
Yeah.
New Year's.
Yeah.
It did.
Yes. Thunderstorm like crazy on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it sure did.
Right. I forgot. I was even telling my wife that. I'm like, oh, 9 days. And she's like, you're stupid. And I'm like, you've reminded me. I must say in your face, honey. And
guess what? This is two snows within 9 days.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
First one, this is 10 days by the time it snows this time.
The first one was a little bitty, though.
But it still snowed.
It didn't where I was.
It didn't say if it thunders, it's going to snow a lot or a little.
Well, it didn't snow at all in Lexington.
Well, it still counts because it snowed at my house and Maddie's house.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah. Well, okay.
It was enough for people to make a couple of snowballs for sure.
I feel like I saw a snowman and I'm like, I don't even know how you did that.
That literally was the yard.
Yeah. It's got in it all like stick and gumball and turd.
I like it.
Okay. Oh, the Tasmanian kind of devil called.
I have no idea what it was, but
was
I like
request?
It. Was
that a request?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, that was, save that. That's Simon's Got Talent.
Oh, it should be in here. I think I sent them to you already.
All right, good.
That was good, yeah. You like those noise things.
I like dumb.
Well, that one was funny because it was noises set to music.
Yeah.
Wonder if that was on purpose.
He's singing.
That's pretty good.
I almost feel like that's a song.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like that's like Jimmy Castor?
Oh, my God. The
It's Troglodyte.
Troglodyte.
Oh, God.
We can't ever play that again. Oh, never again.
I'm talking to you, Daddy.
Hey, Simon. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Hey.
How about lawn darts?
How about?
Those are some of the dangerous things. I know we used to throw them at each other. Love you guys.
He is the best.
Love you, Tommy.
Tommy.
I thought of one. Me and my friends, did you guys ever throw Jenga blocks at each other?
Jenga blocks?
Yeah, like we just set up across the living room, which was neat too, because it was in my parents' basement and the TV was still down there. But we just chucked Jenga blocks.
You didn't have anything that fancy, man.
No.
You know, you had wood. You
when
just
did Jenga come out?
It was later, I think.
Yeah,
that's when I knew about it. Yeah. It was later. It was more of
We didn't have it as a kid, though.
No. Yeah, we were talking about dangerous toys other than the bag of glass and the giant lighter and the sword.
Johnny Switchblade.
The creepy crawler maker, the thing where you cook your creepy crawlers was a good one.
Shrinky dinks. Yeah. Easy bake ovens.
The oven. Listen, we took one of those. This is awful, and I'm going to apologize up front to PETA and anybody else out there for this, and I don't want you guys to be sad about it, but we took the creepy crawler maker, me and a dude named Chuck Faniff, down at the end of the street. He had the creepy crawler maker. So we plugged it in his carport and put a little bit of water in it. And we put two worms in there and we cooked them until we figured they were done. And then we're like, all right, let's do this.
Spaghetti.
I took a bite. He took a bite.
Oh,
no, bruh.
Gross.
And all it was grit.
Oh,
and so
because they put dirt through them.
What you learn, here's what you do before you cook and eat a worm. You need to let that thing root around in cornmeal. You need to take a box of cornmeal, throw your worms in there, let them get that dirt worked out.
So wait, you guys worked on the recipe for eating a worm?
Well, I figured it out. I thought about it a lot.
Oh, you really were struggling.
Because that's how worms go through the ground, is it goes straight through them.
Yeah.
So if it was corn, if you put them in cornmeal, it'll push all the dirt out, and then it'll just be full of cornmeal.
I'm glad. I thought you were going to put an actual bug in a bug, like the gelatin. It was like a bug in a gelatin bug.
Genius.
It's like real.
He just gave him an idea.
And it's like, then they're stuck
in
this nightmare.
Hey, Chuck, you still got that creamy crawler?
Chuck's dad gave me the coolest comic book collection, man.
Oh.
Like Superman comics from the early 60s.
But
anyhow. No, I still got them.
Oh, okay.
Still got all of them.
Because as usually, your stories start out like that, and then fire.
Oh, don't say it. Don't even say that.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that. Your saxophone is what I remember.
Ex-wife.
Yeah. I loaned my saxophone to a guy and it burned down in his shed.
Oh,
like hard to do.
If you'd have been playing that damn saxophone and it wasn't in your shed. Yeah. You know, talking about cleaning them worms out with cornmeal, do you know back in the day when everybody had their chickens in the yard to eat, that they would take, you know, and they eat anything.
Yeah.
They'll eat some nasty business out there. They peck in nasty things to get things out of it. So what they would do is they were like, all right, that one. They pick it up and put it in a box off the ground, which is like a little miniature chicken coop where nothing can get to it. And they fill that up with yellow corn. And they let that thing eat nothing but yellow corn for a couple of days before you grab it by the head and ying, 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 ying.
Is that why the chicken was in the bread pan picking out dough?
No, that's a whole different story. that's different.
Isn't that also why there was just another story about like what your egg yolk says about the chicken, you know, like, or
yeah,
whatever. But like when you get certain farm eggs, when they're super rich yellow, it's because they have a better protein diet.
Yes. Yeah, they're eating
cleaner. Better stuff.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes when I get the supermarket ones, it's like real pale. So it's like, you know, those poor chickens are barely.
They would eat poop.
You just said supermarket.
Is that?
Grocery store?
That's weird, man. All right, let's get back to it.
Hey, Simon. You know, Betty White's longevity was a result of, quote, hot dogs and vodka.
Yeah. She almost made it to 100 on that. We had a couple of 100-something-year-old ladies here in the last little bit, and I can't remember what that lady liked to eat, but she drank Fireball. Mm-hmm. She got a case of Fireball for her birthday because she had mentioned it, and as Charlie said, she's never going to finish it.
She's never going to get through that.
It's like 106.
What if she did, though?
What, like right then?
Yeah, I mean.
Go, Grandma.
She died doing what she loved.
Throwing up.
Ugh.
That
so
stuff.
Full of cinnamon sugar.
Oh, I hate that stuff
much. I hate that commercial. I hate those commercials so bad.
Like, what commercials?
Fireball has commercials out. It's always, everybody in the commercial is a redhead. And then they're all like, it's all like, hey, you should bring some of this party. It's like
I've never
little,
seen that.
The little cartoon Fireball dragon or whatever comes up on his shoulders.
Devil.
Like, you know what we need? Fireball.
I have never seen that commercial.
Oh, it's neat.
The ones that really get my attention lately are the ones for the damn little games on your phone. Like Samuel L. Jackson is doing one.
It's for some weird dice game or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And he is a superstar.
Yeah.
And he's even throwing back to his Pulp Fiction role. He's taking a slurp off of a drink and he goes, that is refreshing, but not as refreshing as killing your friends in a game. And the other one, Chris Pratt, Kiki Palmer, and Jason Momoa are in a Monopoly game commercial. How much they have to pay them?
Right.
And it's not like just an easy thing. It's action sequences and all this like digital stop motion stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, you know, every once in a while I'll spend some money in Candy Crush, but I don't. I mean, how much money are they making off?
They must
people?
Be making billions to be able to pay for those.
Oh, sure.
Stars, man. Because usually big stars go to other countries to do ads because they don't want to diminish their star power here.
Like those are fun. Like, yeah, overseas.
Yeah, go to Japan and do a beer commercial.
It's getting to where they don't care anymore, though.
Like Sting did that. His song "We'll Be Together" was a jingle for a Japanese beer.
Huh?
Really?
Yeah, but he would never do that here.
Huh? There's what was the one I just saw? Oh, now it's celebrities. You know what I've noticed is a lot of like the voiceovers and commercials are all celebrities. Like John Cena is the voice of Honda.
I
Most
know.
Definitely.
I know. And they're just taking money out of our pockets.
Yeah.
We used to be
jobs.
Those.
We
used to be voiceovers back in the day.
I never was.
You did some, didn't you?
I
remember you getting a gig when you were here.
He tried out for Bojangles.
I did.
What?
I don't know why you didn't get Bojangles. They told you were too announcery or whatever. This guy's all announcer.
No, they didn't. They said they didn't want it. They wanted it to be normal sounding. They wanted it to sound like Dennis Leary in the Ford commercial, kind of
so
like
you were too excited.
No, they didn't want. And then the guy they use is like, hey, it's bow time. And I was like, oh, I could have done that.
Exactly.
And then they added the chicken. I could have even done the chicken.
They never needed to add that chicken sound effect. We know what you have. Well, let's hear a biscuit sound effect while you're at it. All right, then.
Hey, Simon. Thanks for playing Snoopy's Christmas. That was my favorite song, and you have made my year.
All right.
I also like to have what a hippopotamus for Christmas. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, people love that Snoopy song, man.
I've never understood it, but we get that is the one that some people will say, it's not Christmas until I hear it.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about the hippopotamus song, Gayla Peavy was a small child when she did that, you know?
I hope she got...
Was she actually?
Had some
Okay. Because there's some of those ones where it's like...
That sounds like a kid.
Oh, God. You know one I listened to that I hadn't actually listened to hard enough to really hear the words? I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That kid's a jerk.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Mommy and Daddy are mad.
Yeah, everybody's mad because he's a little terrorist.
Yeah, he is. Pretty much.
I don't love that one. Oh, God. Gayla Peavy, now 81 years young.
Oh, did she ever get it?
Let's see. I don't know.
What do you bet, like, for years, everyone just kept giving her stuffed hippopotamus, and she's like,
yeah. She's like, I really don't even like hippopotamus. Okay.
She was 10 when she did the song in 1953.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Hippopotamus for Christmas. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Most songs from 1953, nobody thinks about again, but we get 100 calls for the hippopotamus song every single year.
My other favorite is Dominic the Donkey.
I love that song. Yeah, I like that. Let's see. They did a campaign to buy a hippo for Gala that came up with $3,000, the equivalent of $35,000 in today's money, and a baby hippo named Matilda, who weighed 700 pounds, was purchased and given to her.
Oh, wow.
Well, and then what are you going to do with it?
But
like, I can't keep this in my backyard.
Oh, man, it's pooped everywhere.
It ate the mailman.
Are you mad at me?
They really are aggressive. It's blowing bubbles. I think that's bad.
She donated it to a zoo.
Oh, that's
too bad.
Good.
We don't have the sound of what
Matilda. What I might be able to find it right
now.
Matilda lived for 45 years at the Oklahoma City Zoo.
So someone actually bought that girl a hippo.
Yeah, and I hope she went to go visit it.
Guess what?
Huh.
It was a pygmy hippo.
No.
How about that?
It was a mudang.
There's only 3,000 of those left in the wild right now. And there's a mudang, there's a poppy, and then you got cornbread at the damn science center that nobody knows where it is or what it's doing.
Old sniffles.
Why can't we get famous like that?
I don't know.
Do we not know something? Do
you think? See, if someone gave me a pygmy hippo, I'd be keeping that in my yard.
Do you think it died?
Be dark, but are we sure that it's still there?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, gosh, somebody go look. You guys go.
That's run. What I'm saying.
Hey, I don't.
Why?
Check. Call.
When Mudang came out.
Hey, can I speak to Huckabuck?
Hey, is Jam and Eggs there?
Don't pick on popcorn. I'm looking it up now because if we haven't heard about it with all this Mudang business, why? It's just the biggest miss ever.
Yeah.
Dang it, come on.
Yeah. Well, I went on their website and there's no mention, but their website's not great.
Oh, you are? Okay, well, I'm not going to keep doing that because my finger hit the wrong thing. I've got big fingers.
Big fat paws.
Okay.
Hey, Simon. I love you guys, and I was just wondering if you would... I'm over here. I just love your radio call-in show, and hold on a second. I'm on a cell phone here. Hold on. I'm on a toilet. I got to wipe my... Hold up.
What? Well,
whoa.
There's a good one to end it on.
TMI.
Keeping it classy. If you ever want to add to the fun, we would love to hear from you. 336-373-0987 is the number.
Try not to call us from the bathroom.
Or just don't say it because we can always tell by the echo. That's why we know this man wasn't really in the bathroom.
I think he was.
He was in a car.
Definitely drunk.
That car is nasty. Okay, so if you ever want to be on the show, 336-373-0987, or push the pushy-talky buttony on the app thing.
Wait, are you calling it pushy?
I don't know what I said.
I have clicky-pushy-talky button thing.
There you go.
What did you just say?
That's
pushy-talky
good.
Button.
Keep that.
Pushy-talky button?
Pushy-talky button.
That's the
So give
nickname.
It a clicky.
Just do pushy-talky.
Just pushy-talky button
pushy-talky.
Thing. Okay.
Pushy-talky.
I'm glad we finally branded it.
Pushy-talky, yeah. Okay, so that's it. And then click a like and subscribe. If you want to listen to us on the radio, it's at 98.7simon.com or on the app where you'll also find the pushy-talky.
I still want to put clicky in there somewhere. Okay. All right, never mind.
Charlie, final thought.
I want a pygmy hippopotamus for Christmas.
How about you?
According to AI, Huckleberry is not for sale. That's all I found.
Next time. Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores.
True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.